Hi, this week the question is the church becoming politically correct? In the days of the early church, when the apostles were still alive, the entire world knew where the church stood. By today's standards, the early church was politically incorrect. The church in those days taught that there was only one way of being saved. In Acts 4, verse 12, "Nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved," the Bible says. Here, the apostles were saying that through Jesus and only through Jesus could men be saved. They got this from the Lord Himself, for it was Jesus who said in John 14, verse 6, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Do you realize what this means? If we take what Jesus said seriously and what the apostles said seriously, it means all Jews who do not accept Jesus as the Son of God, Creator of heaven and earth, they're lost. They're not God's chosen people entitled to automatic entrance into heaven at the end of time. This is not politically correct by today's standards. Again, all Muslims would be lost unless they accept Jesus as the only way of being saved. All Hindus and Buddhists are lost unless they forsake their religious beliefs and accept what Jesus and His apostles taught. All Native Americans are lost unless they forsake their tribal customs and heritage and accept what Jesus and His apostles taught. In fact, do you realize that it goes even further than this? Do you realize that even churches who claim to believe in Jesus are lost unless they submit to all that the Lord and His apostles taught? In Galatians 1, verses 8 and 9, the Bible says, "But even if we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel to you than what we have preached to you, let him be accursed." A curse was placed upon any man or group of men who would teach anything differently than what the apostles taught. This is not politically correct today. My question to you is this: is the church today becoming politically correct? Is there not reluctance on the part of many churches today to admit that they are right and that all others are wrong? Political correctness says that no one has the right to say anyone is wrong. Political correctness teaches there is no absolute right or wrong, that everything is relative. Political correctness teaches that it is wrong to argue about the Scriptures. Somehow, arguing the Scriptures is viewed as unchristian and ungodly, and we're supposed to simply accept one another's beliefs and practices without saying that one is right and the other is wrong. Neither the Lord nor the apostles had a problem with arguing about the Scriptures. In Mark chapter 8, verse 11, the Pharisees came out and began to dispute with Jesus, seeking from Him a sign from heaven and testing Him. Here the Pharisees disputed with Jesus. The word "with" indicates that the Lord was disputing back. A dispute necessarily implies that both sides were involved in the dispute. If only the Pharisees were arguing, it could not truthfully be said that they disputed with Jesus. In Acts 9, verse 29, the Bible says, "He spoke boldly in the name of the Lord Jesus and disputed against the Hellenists, but they attempted to kill Him." Here, the Apostle Paul disputed with the Hellenists. This necessarily implies two things. First, it is not inherently wrong to dispute about the Scriptures. And second, the Apostle was saying the Hellenists were wrong in what they believed and practiced. After all, there would be no dispute if the apostles had said the Hellenists were right in their beliefs. Paul was arguing that he was right and they were wrong. In Acts 15, verse 6, the Bible says, "Now the apostles and elders came together to consider this matter. And when there had been much dispute, Peter rose up and said to them, 'Men and brethren, you know that a good while ago God chose among us that by my mouth the Gentiles should hear the word of the gospel and believe.'" Here is a dispute among the disciples of the Lord. Disputing is not inherently wrong. In fact, this dispute in Acts 15 settled a very serious problem in the early church. It brought about unity based on the truth. The apostles and elders did not decide to ignore the differences an attempt to have a false unity. They insisted that they were right, and those who opposed them must change their views. And yet today, many who call themselves Christians refuse to dispute or argue the Scriptures with anyone who disagrees with them. Here's what we have in the so-called Christian community today. Christians are not to insist that others are wrong. Christians are not to insist that they are right, for this would be arrogance in the extreme. Christians are to be open to the idea that there are many ways leading to heaven, and to insist on one way is bigoted. Christians are to be open to the idea that there are many ways to worship God, and to insist on one and only one way is dogmatic. Please don't misunderstand what I'm saying. Christians are not free to treat others with contempt or disdain. But arguing and disputing by Christians is not inherently contemptible or disdainful. Jesus argued with the Pharisees, but he was not contemptible or disdainful on his end of the argument. The apostles argued and disputed with people all the time, and there's no record of any of them being contemptible or disdainful. The difference which exists among Bible-believing people may not be resolved after disputing, but they surely won't be resolved without disputing. Think about that. Our time's up for now. We invite you to call back next week as we continue our study of Bible questions. And we thank you for listening to our message this week. We invite you to visit our website at www.willofthelord.com. And there at our website, you may download the notes and the audio file of the message you just listened to. So call again next week when we consider a new subject on Bible Talk.